From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The House of Representatives today is scheduled to vote on a farm bill that would cost nearly $300 billion over the next 5 years. Two-thirds of that money would go for nutrition programs, including food stamps, and most of the rest would go towards subsidies for farmers and conservation programs. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. Nancy, there's a lot of money in the farm bill for non-farm programs.
Yes, there is, Alex. In a word, that's because of politics. Lawmakers from rural states know they can't get the farm bill through Congress without support from lawmakers representing urban areas. So they sweeten the pot a bit and they add money for food stamps and other nutrition programs to the farm bill. Urban lawmakers are actually demanding more money this year. And I spoke with Gawain Kripke about this today. He's with Oxfam America. And he says this farm bill actually contains $10 billion more for non-farm programs than the last farm bill did in 2002.
It's increasingly not a farm bill. It's more about food stamps and anti-poverty programs. But they still call it a farm bill, and it still runs through the agriculture committee. So those interests dominate the debate.
Now, those agriculture interests have made sure the subsidies for farmers in this bill are quite generous. Farmers who are making more than $750,000 in farm-related income are no longer eligible, but President Bush had wanted to lower that income cap to $200,000. Members of Congress rejected that. They say farmers can make up to $750,000 a year and still get federal money.
So President Bush is threatening a veto of this bill. How real is that?
It's a real potent threat. In some ways, it could be a potent threat in the House, but not in the Senate. The Senate is actually expected to have enough votes to override a veto, and that's because senators have to represent their entire states. Now, Sally James follows the farm bill for the Cato Institute, and she says even if there aren't a lot of farmers in a state, they're very vocal, and they're very good at getting their senators' attention.
If you're a farmer and you're depending on maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars in subsidies, you're going to make sure you hire a lobbyist and you're going to make sure you call your senator.
Now, it's different in the House. Representatives only have to worry about the people in their districts, and they're not likely to support farm subsidies if they don't represent any farmers. That's why the support of urban lawmakers is so important.
Are there incentives in the bill for support from lawmakers who really don't represent rural areas?
Alex, it's a nice little grab bag of goodies. There's pretty much something for everybody. There are tax breaks for racehorse owners in Kentucky, and the farm bill also gives money to, quote, geographically disadvantaged farmers in Hawaii and Alaska.
Thank you, Nancy. Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.